Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad that you're joining us again here at Burden and Blessing for our Word of the Week. Today we are considering a word that sounds similar to the last word that we considered. Last time we considered the word immorality, and we learned about how that refers to our deviant behavior away from God. Today we're considering a word that is just one letter different. We're considering the word immortality. Now, these two words are often confused because they sound so similar, but they couldn't be more dissimilar from one another. Immorality, while it describes that behavior that is contrary to God's will, immortality has to do with living forever. Now, the foundation for this word as it's used in Scripture is a very interesting one. The word that is often used and translated immortality in the Greek is another compound word, athanasia. Thanasia has to do with the word death, but when you put the A at the beginning, it means literally no death. So our word immortality literally means no death. Immortality is describing a person who will not die. Now, there is another word that often is translated immortality as well in our English translations, and it has the idea of not being corrupted or not decaying. The first word describes that the body will not die. The second word is describing the fact that it will not deteriorate or will not be corrupted. Let's begin in Romans chapter 2, where Paul uses the word immortality. This is the word for not liable to decay. He says that God will give eternal life to those who by patient continuous in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. So as Christians, our desire is to not be corrupted. As human beings, we know that as a result of our immorality, we are going to die. But we also understand God has created us for something more. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon describes the fact that we long to live forever. We know that God has placed eternity in our hearts, that there is something greater, something that lasts forever, that God has created us to be a part of. Christians long for that. They seek for that glory, honor, and immortality which God alone is able to give. We find this word very clearly described in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the great resurrection chapter, most clearly. Paul says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption." There's that word that means that it is not able to decay or to be corrupted. And then, just a few verses later, he continues on, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." In other words, because of sin, our bodies are going to decay. We don't have that hope or that promise of our bodies not decaying and living forever. But in the resurrection, Paul says, "This corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality." So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." This is the hope that we have in the resurrection of Jesus. Because Jesus did not see corruption, but was raised again to life eternal, to immortality, we too will defeat death, that we will be raised from death to life, that this corruptible body, this mortal body, will become something more. It will become incorruptible, immortal. Paul finally says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 10, "But this has now been revealed by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Christ Jesus, through his own death, has defeated death, giving us immortality in its place. We will be raised with a body that will not be able to be corrupted or to decay. We will be given a body that will not be able to die. It will be immortal. All of this God has promised to us through the death, through the resurrection of his Son Jesus, who has paid our debt of sin, that we might have this hope of immortality with him in eternity.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.